On that protest, I'm getting the papers together.
Did they protest?
Yes, they have.
Why didn't they protest? Fill it up for you here. See, that's our problem. Our PR is lousy.
No. To get a good PR, we would have had to decide, you know, how public we wanted to be. I mean, it's a good example of what we were up against until yesterday afternoon. Because...
They did protest.
No.
All right. It's too late now.
They protested. They just didn't grasp or didn't want to grasp until yesterday afternoon. Now today, I want to tell you what I've done tentatively subject to your approval.
Let's go ahead.
They've got this East Pakistan, they've got the offer of the commander of the Pakistan post in East Pakistan to get a ceasefire and so forth. They were going to run to the Security Council and get that done. We don't want to be in a position where we push the Pakistanis over the cliff. So I told them to link the ceasefire in the east with the ceasefire in the west.
It'll be about 5 minutes later than the other one. I'll let you know when I'm ready, because I've got plenty of time, but I don't want to take too long. Yeah.
The ceasefire in the west is down the drain.
Yeah.
The east is down the drain. The major problem now has to be to protect the West.
Yeah.
So I've told them that they should link any discussion of ceasefire in the East with ceasefire in the West, and to use this to wrap the whole of business up. I've got Voronzov coming in at 11:30, and I'm going to tell him that what the Pakistanis did in the East was the result of what we did, which is true. I'm going to show him that Kennedy understanding. I'm going to hand him a very tough note to Brezhnev and say, this is it now, let's get a ceasefire now. That's the best that can be done now. They'll lose half of their country, but at least they preserve the other half. The East is gone.
What is the East in effect offered?
Well, the commander in the East has offered, it's a little bit confused. He's asked the United Nations to arrange an immediate honorable repatriation of his forces. In other words, turn over to civilian authorities.
Right. And
that's in effect all. And a promise that the Indians would eventually withdraw too. But that's going to happen anyway. I mean, to participate in that is a nice humanitarian effort, but it does not solve the overwhelming problem of the war in the West.
They understand that?
No. Well, they understand it now, believe me.
Yeah. See, the point is, our desire is to save West Pakistan.
That's right. That is exactly.
All right. Fine. What a straight up, you know. You're still getting those carriers moving now.
They carriers, everything is moving forward. Jordanian planes have already moved to Pakistan, 22 more are coming. We're talking to the Saudis, the Turks we've now found are willing to give five. So we're going to keep that moving until there's a settlement. I wonder actually, Mr. President, whether we shouldn't cancel the Mora thing. The only trouble is, when will you be back? You'll go straight from Camp David to the Azores. We ought to get it ordered before the weekend.
I just canceled tomorrow.
The only trouble is then we can't do it before Wednesday. I think we have too much on our plate today to...
This is more important. That could be done, actually. Let's think of the time for that. Would it be useful to have it done right away?
No.
Sorry.
No, not before.
Steve, you got a chance that the cars are going to get out tomorrow, or it may go over to Tuesday, depending upon the vote on the judge.
We shouldn't do it before next weekend.
Next what?
We shouldn't hit it there before next week. So actually, if you meet with Moore and Blair on Wednesday, that's time enough. Oh, but you won't be here.
Well, they'll come to there. Wednesday? Yes. the A source.
But aren't you going to keep it changed from the A?
Well, they come right down there. We should, why not? I may go keep the skin, I may not, I decided, but a meeting, keep the skin, this is easy, one in Washington.
Yeah.
They just fly down, have a meeting, get it done. Well, I can frankly make the purpose of the meeting, as I read the background here, is to look at the two plans that it.
And order one of them. It actually be a little better if Laird were present. Peg Packard is a lame duck.
That's right.
But
all right, let's have a meeting on Wednesday.
In Key Biscayne?
Yeah.
Over there.
Wherever I am.
Right. Okay.
Fair enough.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Either there or in Washington, wherever I happen to be.
Right. And we'll just set it up that way.
It's the way to do it. They come down, you come down. No problem on that. It's
no problem.
One day.
No problem at all.
And then we can order it from there. But I lean to the stronger plan also, but I want the Cambodian thing. I don't think I got clear through on that. I want the report of Cambodian every day. And what they're doing, God damn it, they're not following up there. I can tell, I can read these dispatches and know what.
Well, actually, you can tell better than I, John.
Well, I can tell.
You have, you have an instinct for these things.
I know what these people are up to. I want those done. I want it done.
It's done.
You told more?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said it'd be done.
Did he?
Yeah.
What am I going to see the Chinese there at 7:00?
5:30.
What are you going to tell them?
I'm going to tell them everything we did, and I'm going to tell them that we. I'm going to tell them what forces we're moving and that.
Could you say that it would be very helpful if they could move some forces or threaten to move some forces?
Absolutely.
They've got to threaten or they've got to move one of the two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Threaten to move forces or move. That's what they must do now. God damn it. We're playing our role and that will restrain them. And also that'll tell them that this will help us get the ceasefire. We don't want to make a deal with the Russians. The Chinese will piss off.
Absolutely. Oh, God, that's
the Chinese at the present time are kicking the hell out of the Russians about this. You know, and the Russians are kicking the Chinese, saying the Chinese are playing with the PACs, and the PACs. You know what I mean? This is a Russian-Chinese.
Oh, on this, Mr. President, if we stay strong, even if it comes out badly, we'll have come out well with the Chinese, which is important.
How about getting the French to sell some planes to PACs?
Yeah. They're already doing it.
All right, why not? I mean, if they need some supplies, why not the French?
Yeah.
Now the French, I guess, they sell anybody.
Yeah, they are selling them now. In fact, one question I wanted to ask you, which we might as well get some credit for, the Israelis have come up with a deal, we didn't hear it from them, but from Somoza, by which they can, by which the French would sell them their 50 Mirages that they owe them via Nicaragua. And the Nicaraguans say, if we have no objection to it, they'll do it.
Why should we object?
I mean, it's something on which we can.
If they get planes, why should we object? That's my point. I don't care if they get them from other sources.
Well, we might even get some credit for it.
Credit for the Israelis. It'll pressure the Russians a bit. Sure, fine. Get some credit for it. Let me say this in the French, though. Can you talk to the French? Certainly you can do it to get them we talk about the United States selling and furnishing arms to Pakistan. How about getting the French to sell some? It's a question of sale, isn't it, really, more than that? Yeah. I can't see you right now, I'm sorry. I'll let you, is it important?
Well, I'm getting ready to respond.
Well, come in and let's get over with it.
Sure. Just one very quick question.
Sure.
If I'm asked whether or not the U.S. to recognize the Bangladesh, you want me to say that that's
no,
true?
No.
Could we have a hypothetical or give a flat no?
Well, it isn't hypothetical. So no.
Has anybody recognized
the India?
India.
We have
I may get that question.
So we have no intention of
it. No. Just say, I don't say no intention. I just say
no.
If they know. Hey, do I want to go back to general? I have nothing more for you on this. You see, that's it. Because we want to keep it. We may have to eventually just say no at this point. They change their minds, we'll change their minds. That's such a better. Be sure to call Conley and tell him that I did it.
I talked to him last night, and he's already been notified.
He'll notify them?
Yeah.
So he'll get the credit for doing it. Getting some credit was the hardest, calling the call,
well,
be down to San Antonio.
I'm calling the Indonesian ambassador, saying that it was a result of your letter, and Connolly is going to get the letter from Suharto to you,
yeah.
And Connolly is going to get credit on the working level with the finance minister, saying he had...
Connolly will talk with the finance
minister.
He told it to me.
Yes. No, I worked it out with Connolly last night.
Now, with regard to your meeting with the French, it seems to me, just what I'm thinking of it, is that there's no reason for us to, if we cut the deal with the French, simply to deliberately, to break it off totally in the British. I think we can handle it with all in a way that will, sure, the British would much prefer the way that we get there. But I think what we have to do, and we've got to do this so that Connolly does not get it, is to inform Kroner that, look here, the group of 10 meeting is coming up, and so we're going to do our best to do as we can to work out something with the French. You get my point?
Right.
And then, Fetch understands it. Let me explain. The group of 10 meeting comes to
the conclusion. I understand, on the 17th and 18th.
Right. So, if we're going to make it, what we want to do is to cut the whole deal there, if we can, to get it out of the way. Now, the hell with the British. That British meeting just isn't at the right time to do it.
We are not going to break it open.
Yeah. Well, they may feel that they'd rather have it, but the second point I want to do all the mountaintop and say, here is the chance for the President of France and the President of the United States to sit down and solve the whole international monetary thing before he meets with the British, before he meets with the Japanese. France is the lead, but France has got to be reasonable. You understand? Tell them if we don't break, do it here, we're going to do it later. You understand?
Very well.
That's what he's got to get through his head, so that he isn't unreasonable. Rather than in terms of having, that's why I don't want it done at the Arthur Burns level or at the Condé level or anything else. It's got to be done at a high political.
And actually, I was interested that Connolly thinks so too.
Connolly thinks so too, but Connolly knows it's political. That's why he wants this done with the man, and that's why your meeting is so important. Now, coming back to this India-Pakistan thing. Nothing else we can do.
No, I think they're going to crack it now.
Well, the Indians will be warned of the Chinese, right?
Well, I'll have to find out tonight.
You do your best.
Yes.
This should have been done long ago. The Chinese have not warned the Indians.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They haven't warned them. They're going to come in. That's the point. They've got to warn them. Right. Just all they can do is move something. Move a division. Move some trucks. Fly some planes, stunts and all that. But we're not doing a goddamn thing, Henry, you know that. We're just moving things around, aren't we?
Yeah.
But these Indians are cowards, right?
Right, but with Russian backing, you see, the Russians have sent notes to Iran, Turkey, to a lot of countries threatening them. The Russians have played a miserable game. And
well, so we'll do the same thing.
Exactly.
Tracking them off. If they come in, then what?
They'll do something. They haven't said what they'll do. But they'll settle now. After your conversation with Mantzikiewicz yesterday, they're going to settle.
What basis can they settle on?
The ceasefire in the West, that's all that's left.
The ceasefire in the West. And what on East Pakistan? What do we do about that? Are we going to just say that?
No, we...
Indian occupation or Bangladesh or what? Are we going to oppose Bangladesh's recognition? What's our position?
The best would be...
Has anybody thought about these things?
Yes, the best, not in state, but the best would be if...
Unless we know how we want it to come out, we can't have a decent plan. And that's what we haven't had at this point.
That's right. But we've had, after the Brezhnev letter came yesterday, we sent a copy of it to Yahya. We told him the pros and cons of accepting it.
Right.
And now Yahya has come back with a proposal saying ceasefire, negotiations for mutual withdrawal, and negotiations to settle the political future of
Reagan. Same thing.
And then what will happen on the Bangladesh, Mr. President, is that whatever West Pakistan and these people work out, we will accept. But we will not be in the front. If we can get
West Pakistan works out with whom?
With the negotiations on East Pakistan.
India does not even, but India will not agree to negotiations on East Pakistan.
Yeah, but the Russians have already agreed to it. So what will happen, let's be realistic, what will happen is that the representatives of East Pakistan will demand independence. And in practice, I think that that is what West Pakistan will then agree to. But then it won't be us who've done it. This will solve the problem of do we recognize Bangladesh against the wishes of the Pakistan government.
We must never recognize Bangladesh. That's why the no answer is the right thing until West Pakistan.
But that's the process.
Go ahead. Buddha will do it. Now, I want a program of aid to West Pakistan formulated immediately. Some sort of a program, you know, after they're there, we cannot let them hang out there by themselves. I don't think we can do much from a military standpoint, but let's find a way to let others do it. That's why I'm suggesting on the French thing. I want you to talk to the French. Cold turkey, we like to find a way to help to work with the French, can we? You got any arms in there?
I don't do my best.
You think of anything else?
No,
I don't think we can get, frankly, I don't think we can get through to Congress arms sales to West Pakistan, right? That's what I mean. Do you?
No.
All right. Then what is our answer? Give them a hell of a lot of economic assistance, correct?
I then let them convert it into purchase.
And let them convert it into, well, that's their, we don't ask the Indians. We've given the Indians all this economic assistance, and we didn't ask any questions when they made a treaty with the Russians and bought Russian arms. Have we raised any questions about that?
And the point you made yesterday, we have to continue to squeeze the Indians, even when this thing is settled. They can't get these $84 million are down the drain.
That's right, that's gone. And it's only already spent $25 million of it. The fact that take another $25 and give it to the PACs. They've got to for their rehabilitation. I mean, Jesus Christ, they bombed. I want all of the war damage. And that, you know, I want to help Pakistan in that war damage and corruption and other areas. See,
the reason when I'm getting Voronzov in, Mr. President, at 11:30,
yeah.
I'm going to put before him, I'm going to show him that Kennedy...
Yeah, this is what the President was talking about.
Yeah.
Now, can't say no, just, now we didn't want to attend. And we just want to say we're not, don't get any dialogue with him. If you say that the President is, as you know, you must never misjudge this man. He doesn't pound the table and he doesn't shout. But when he talks the way he does, I was watching him for 3 years, this is the way he means it. And it's just a total cold fact. I put it that way. I think he got the impression of that.
Mr. President, I don't have, this was, if this thing comes out, between you and me, we know that West Pakistan is lost. If you can save West Pakistan, it will be an unbelievable achievement because West Pakistan has had all its oil supplies destroyed. They've had no spare parts from us for months. Their army is ground down and 2 more weeks of war and they're finished in the West as much as they are in the East. So if we can save West Pakistan, it would still be a defeat, but we will have done it. And the Chinese will know that, and the Russians will know it. And the Indians will not be happy with it.
I don't want the Indians to be happy. I want the Indians, I want also to put this down and get Scalia to use him more. I want a public relations program developed to piss on the Indians. I mean, that atrocity of the orphanage, for example. Yep. I mean, to piss on them for their responsibility. Get a white paper up. Put down white paper, understand?
Oh, yes.
I don't mean just your reading, but a white paper. Everything that we've done. I want the Indians blamed for this. You know what I mean? Now that we can't let these goddamn sanctimonious Indians get away with this. They pissed on us in Vietnam for 5 years, and what do we do? Here they are raping and murdering, and they talk about West Texas. These Indians are pretty vicious in there, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Aren't they killing a lot of these people?
We don't know the facts yet, but I'm sure they're not as stupid as the West, as the Pakistanis. They don't let the press in. Idiot packs have been press all over their place.
Well, the Indians did. Oh, yes, they brought them in and had pictures in their tanks and all the rest. Brilliant.
Yeah, but they don't let them in where the civilians are.
Why not? But they let them in to take the good shots.
Yeah.
The poor man packs don't let them in at all.
Yeah, or into the wrong places.
Yeah.
Packers don't have the subtlety of the Indians.
No, they don't. They don't lie. The Indians lie. It's inevitable. Did Irwin carry out my order to call in the Indian ambassador?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Within an hour.
And he told him that he could not accept what the, well, it came out fortuitously, and it's the right thing to say at this time.
It couldn't have worked better. It's all working together.
Because we said to them, the acquisition of territory will not be accepted, correct?
Right.
And that we had to have their assurance, let the ambassador say, I'll have to give instructions.
Well, he said, how could you even suspect this? And what gave you this idea?
Well, that's what you expected them to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He got the
right.